Joining us on the phone is Travis Langley, professor of psychology and editor of a series of books on popular culture psychology, including works on Star Wars, Game of Thrones, and The Walking Dead. His new work is Doctor Who Psychology, A Madman with a Box. Dr. Langley, thank you for joining us on Around Cincinnati.
Oh, glad to be here.
This new collection is about the main character in the long-running British science fiction program, Doctor Who. If you're not familiar, the Doctor, as he is called, is a Time Lord from Gallifrey who travels in time and space and returns to Earth over and over. Travis, many Americans started watching the show just a few years ago when it was brought back by the BBC. But how did you come to find Doctor Who?
A friend of mine had told me about it back when we were kids. He'd read something where science fiction author Harlan Ellison went on this rant about how Luke Skywalker's a pennywaste, Captain Kirk, forget him, Doctor Who is the real character. And so this was intriguing, but it was not on TV at the time. So I discovered Doctor Who through novelizations of some of the stories of the first several Doctors. So when people say, who's your first Doctor? Well, my first Doctor is my mental picture based on those stories.
The Doctor is an alien, but one with many human qualities. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, that is what has lasted. Even you have this character who's thousands of years old. He's from another world. He's the cleverest person in the room. And he, once in a while, regenerates looking like the new actor. And his personality changes some along the way. There's a very human quality. So it's not just 53 years of random science fiction stories. It's 53 years of this character that's meaningful and intriguing to us as a person. And although technically not human, human as an adjective applies very much. He's a very human character in a lot of ways.
The Doctor has been called many things. The Oncoming Storm, a clown, a dandy, sweetie. He's been called a madman in a box. And given that he's spiraled through most of creation and seen so much and lost so much, could he actually be mad?
Yeah, because it depends on what you mean by that word mad. We go into that several times in the book because there are different characters that call him a madman. He even refers to himself as a madman. And they generally mean it as this, like somebody who they consider crazy because he's acting differently. He's looking differently and viewing the world differently, and he's rebelling against thinking things the same way as everybody else. I mean, yeah, you could even potentially go psychotic from the kind of world that he lives in and the kind of reality he has. But that's not what is mad about him. You know, what fits that madman is that he's crazy from the point of view in that, you know, he's rebelling against traditional ways of thinking, and that's part of what we love about him.
13 different actors have played the Doctor on television, each bringing a different characterization to the part. But are there commonalities in their presentations? Have the writers and creators of the show been able to present a unified character?
Yeah, no matter what you do, and we do, we look at this several times in this book, because we get into the psychology of personality more than any other specific psychology topic in this book. And yes, he goes through changes, and we all go through changes, though. You know, right before the Matt Smith Doctor, the 11th Doctor, becomes the 12th, he says everyone changes, and that's good. And we understand that that's part of what appeals with him, but there is the common core of what is there. There's that name, the Doctor. It means someone who is trying to help others, someone who is trying to heal and fix something that has gone wrong, and that need to do what's right, that need to help others, and his sense of outrage over people who would be the oppressors, people who would abuse or mistreat others. That's common through every version of the character.
Travis, the Doctor has made more than a few enemies over the years, and it's been said, I think even on the show, that enemies define us. Is that true with the Doctor?
Certainly is with stories, in terms of, what is it? It's not just who's opposed to you, but what are you outraged by? What are you going to oppose in your life? And, yeah, we might not think of the word enemies. Most people say they have enemies. You wonder, it's like, why in the world do you view them that way? But you have things that you take offense at, things that you'll stand up for. And the things that you will stand up for, the things that you will oppose, do define a lot of what you're doing in life. And with this kind of fiction, we look more overtly at, you know, the characters. You know, Batman has the Joker, and, you know, the Doctor has the Daleks and the Cybermen and Master and these many different enemies of his. And they challenge him to think about who he is. The best known Doctor Who villains, the Daleks and the Cybermen, both of them, you know, are about that fear of loss of humanity. Both of those creatures, beings, are living beings, but who have lost the human qualities that had been in people's history and are now inside, like the Cybermen. All their bodies been removed bit by bit, where it's just a brain inside a robot body. And even at that, they don't have access to their own emotions, so they've lost their humanity in all these different ways. And the Doctor worries about losing his own humanity. That's part of why he has these traveling companions, to give him the perspective of someone who's not immortal, the perspective of someone who has the priorities that matter to all these people that he's trying to help.
20 people contributed to Doctor Who Psychology. Was it difficult to recruit writers?
No. Several years ago, when I did my Batman book, Batman and Psychology, A Dark and Stormy Night, in which I was the sole author, and a book that's still doing well, 4.5 years long. After that, I did a lot of speaking. I speak at conventions. I've given hundreds of convention panel presentations. But I've gotten to know a lot of other nerdy psychologists over time. And other people said, if you do a book on The Walking Dead, or if you do a book on Star Wars, or Doctor Who, I want to be involved in this. We're talking about topics several years from now. So about half of the writers are people that I met through conventions, and we had done convention panels together, so I already knew. They knew their psychology, they knew their Doctor Who, and they knew how to talk about it in a way that was interesting to other people. And then the other half are people that I've recruited generally from their blogs, so that I also know they know their psychology, their Doctor Who, and how to talk about it. That's interesting to people. So, no, it was not difficult at all to recruit. And honestly, the greater difficulty was how do I restrain ourselves and not make the book twice as thick.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
We've been talking with Travis Langley, psychologist and editor of Doctor Who Psychology, A Madman with a Box. You'll find more information at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Bill Reinhardt.